Hey, Austin, it's Cecily, and here's what's happening in entertainment. Okay, so just yesterday we talked about that Natalie Portman Moby thing where he said they dated and she said, ew. Well, apparently in his memoir, he describes going on a date with Lana Del Rey when she was 21. He was 41. What's really getting weird is not that famous people have dated or hooked up, but that he's spilling all this tea. It's like, dude, I know he wants to sell books, but Moby, no. I'm trying to get that started as a new catchphrase. Maybe we can make t-shirts. Moby, no. Meanwhile, this is amazing. For some reason, over 25,000 people have signed a petition so that the next Wolverine is Danny DeVito. Marvel is rebooting the character, and it looks like Hugh Jackman is stepping down, so fans are stepping up, and Danny DeVito is their pick. The petition reads, quote, "We believe if Wolverine is to make an appearance in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the only man able to pull it off is Danny DeVito. I am totally into this, and I would also like to suggest for the next Spider-Man reboot, how about John Goodman as Spider-Man? Why not, right? And here's a random story. Jen Aniston has announced she would like to star in a Bollywood film. Jen Aniston. Some say Jen even wanted to turn the Friends reunion movie into a musical. Remember when they were going to do that movie? Source said, quote, she had deep talks with her friend Sheryl Crow about creating 90s-style music for the project, which of course would feature an entirely new crop of actors playing young versions of the now 40-something Friends, and that Lea Michele would make a perfect Rachel. What? Look, as long as Danny DeVito plays Ross, I am 100% in. I will leave it there on that weird note. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.